Nolte, fake media wait until states certify election to cover Biden family corruption. By John Nolte on December 10, 2020. Now that the states have certified the election results, fake journalists like NLAW's Jake Tapper have suddenly discovered the two-month-old story about the Biden family's breathtaking corruption. How about that? And it was just 6 weeks ago that Tapper was pressuring the news outlet that actually did report the story, The New York Post, to delete its tweet linking to its 100% accurate story. In the history of cell phones, though, you can't do any better than this tweet from the far-left Daily Beast Sam Stein. Evidence of a money laundering probe into Hunter Biden was apparent in the markings on a series of documents that were made public, but went largely unnoticed in the days leading up to the November election. Largely unnoticed. As you can see, it's not even about journalism anymore. Everything the media do, everything these clowns do, it's just about trolling. That's all the media's sudden interest in Hunter Biden and the Biden family's corruption is about, trolling their enemies on the right. They don't do journalism anymore. They don't do reporting anymore. It's all opinion commentary and starting riots and stenography for the deep state and for Democrats, and then they troll the people they hate, us. Hey, the day after all the states certify the presidential election, let's troll the Trump tards by covering the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's exactly how it went down. Trust me. It is. And the moment the laptop threatens to harm Biden or Democrats in any way, the moment it gets too serious, they will try to troll us again by dropping it like it never existed. This is why new media needs to start ignoring the fake media, needs to focus instead on continuing to build up its infrastructure and stop worrying about what the fake media do. It does us no good to complain about bias anymore, or to attempt to shame the fake media anymore. It's just a waste of time and effort. The media are just trolls now. Instead, new media must continue to develop sources in order to better contribute to original reporting, and we must keep building up our methods for getting the word out to everyone. That way the fake media can no longer block important stories such as the one about the Biden family corruption case. It just makes no sense anymore to spin our wheels complaining about, monitoring, or in any way reacting to the fake corporate media. It's like complaining about the mafia or Satanists. These are just bad people. Liars. Frauds. We need to keep building up our own thing. Listen, what we've already accomplished is amazing. In just 15 years, we have already forced the fake media to out themselves as left-wing hacks. We have already exposed them to a point where they can only troll to get attention, where their credibility is shot, where CNN is a punchline. The media have no moral authority. They are weakened and exposed and can only appeal to the worst in people, can only scream fire, can only gin up hate and violence and riots and terrorism. Now we must put the final nail into the coffin of their irrelevance by expanding our reach to a point where what the media do or not do is meaningless. Eyes on the prize. We're getting there and have already come a long way. Remember that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.